standing by the bristles and bites and off and shot. My lover came to see me upon the freezing day.
He held me in a flop.
And so he burned away.
Kiss me when we parted. So
what are you doing? Having fun?
Is it very nice up there? Oh, are you having fun up there, Meridale? Is it nice and sunny? And how's Jake? Is he feeling good now? How do you like my song? Is it very good? Or do you like it for too much? Just a sec. You know what, Meridale? There's a boy next door that is a protege of
Sigodio.
Or whatever you call him. You want to hear a bird call? How do you like it? It's very good, huh? It's very good, huh? Listen to this.
As I sat down one evening inside a small cafe, a 40-year-old waitress to me these words did say, "I see you are a logger and not just a common bum, for no one but a lugger stirs his coffee with his thumb. I had a lugger lover, there's none like him today. If you pour whiskey on it, he would eat a bale of hay. He'd never shave his whiskers from off of his horny hide. He just hammered them in by the bristles and bite them off inside. My lover came to see me upon a freezing day. He held me in a fond embrace and broke 3 vertebrae. Kissed me when we parted, so hard he broke my jaw. I could not speak to tell him he forgot. It's tried his level best, 40 below zero. He buttoned up his vest. It froze clear through to China. It froze to the stars above. At 100 degrees below zero, it froze my lager love. So I lost my lover, and to this cafe I come. And here I wait for someone to stir the coffee with their thumb. How do you like this song, Meridale? How do you like it? Hey, listen to this joke. You know, there's 3 beers, and you went to this hotel called Red Rock Hotel. A baby, a father, mother, and a baby. And went in it, and the guy said, they asked for a room. He said, we only have 1 room left.
That's 40-40. And they went up to it, and then they came down. Which floor? Six. And they went up to the sixth floor, went in, and after dinner, when it was dark out, the Papa Bear heard, "I am the ghost with the two." He jumped out the window and down to a lake and then went to another hotel. And then, "I am the ghost to the two white eyes," he said to the mother bear. And she jumped out the window to the lake and went to the same hotel. And then the baby bear heard, "I am the ghost with the two white eyes." He said, "You better show me where my mother is or I'll give you two black eyes. You'll be the ghost with the two black eyes." Ah, 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 ah. How do you like it, Mary? That was a good joke, ha, 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 ha. Is it, ha, ha? I'm going to say it over again, okay? So there's three bears that went into a hotel called Red Rock Hotel. And then they asked for a room, you know. And they went to get it, and then they couldn't find the room because it was on one of the floors. They said the sixth floor. They went up to the sixth floor again and went into the room. And then the Papa Bear heard that night, "I am the ghost with the two white eyes." He jumped out into a lake and went to another hotel. And then the mother bear heard, "I am the ghost with the two white eyes." And she jumped out the window into the same hotel. The baby bear heard, "I am the ghost with the two white eyes." He said, "Bear, shut up. You're going to be the ghost with the two black eyes." Ha, ha, ha. And then he went downstairs and out the door and went into the forest. It was almost daytime, you know. And then he asked Miss Squirrel, "Do you know where my mom is?" And she said, "She went right down that way and went down there and came to a hotel." I mean, she said, she went right down to Blue Rock Hotel. And then he went down there, and they were listed all right, but they weren't there. They were taking a walk, going back to that hotel. And then he went to Alligator, and the guy said they went to Alligator Pond. They went to Alligator Pond, you know, and there they were sitting on the alligator's back, having a little ride. How do you like it? And just as they got to it, they saw them. He saw them, and then they saw him. And, well, the end. How you like it, huh? Is it very good, huh? Well, that's the best I can do in a story like that. As I peeked in to say goodnight, there I saw my child in prey. And for me some scarlet ribbons for my hair. Through the night my heart was aching just before the dawn was breaking. I peeked in and on her bed and gay profusion lying there. Lovely ribbons, scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for her hair. If I live to be 100, I will never know from where came those ribbons, lovely ribbons, scarlet ribbons for her hair. Is that good? Did you expect that, Myrna? And do you like it? Just a second, okay? Hey, how about that song I just sang? You like it? Well, here comes another one. Well, I mean, it's kind of like a speech. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible,
for liberty and justice for all.
See, I told you it wasn't like a speech. How'd you like that? You like that very much, Myrta? Just sit down and enjoy yourself. Listen, okay? Here's another song, and you'll like this a lot. Okay, here goes. Oh, just a second. I'll be right back. Okay, now I'm back, and here it is, the song. White coral bells upon a slender stalk, lilies of the valley deck my garden walk. Oh, don't you wish that you could hear them sing, ring? That will only happen when the fairies sing. White coral bells upon a slender stalk, lilies of the valley take my garden walk. Oh, don't you wish that you could hear them ring? That will only happen when the fairies sing. I'll be right back. Hi, Maydell again. This is, again, Woody Stuffer, the stage pronouncer, presenting White Coral Bells. White coral bells upon a slender stalk, lilies of the valley deck my garden walk. Oh, don't you wish that you could hear them sing? That will only happen when the fairies sing. How do you like that, everybody? Is that very good? Uh-huh. Come on, tell me, everyone. Huh? Okay, it is. Now pronouncing. As I sat down one evening inside a small cafe, a 40-year-old waitress to me these words did say, I see you are a lugger and not just a common bum, for no one but a lugger stirs his cup wee with his thumb. I had a lugger lover, there's none like him today. If you poured whiskey on it, he would eat a bale of hay. Never shave his whiskers from off of his horny hide. He hammers them in by the bristles and bite them off inside. Ouch, ouch! My lover came to see me on a real, real freezing day. Held me in a fond embrace and broke three vertebrae. Kissed me when we parted, so hard he broke my jaw. I could not speak to Tom, he forgot his Mackinaw. The weather tried to freeze him, tried his level best. 40 below 0, buttons up his vest. The water tried to feed him from, the water tried to feed him from, oh, just a second, something went wrong. It's south clear to China, and south to the dark above. At 100 below 0, it froze my lugger love. Senor, it froze my lugger love, huh? Yes, senor, he does that. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, no, I look fine. Because you tell me you're not a Susie, I bet I am. Sounds a little late there.
Hey, listen
listen to this.
Merida, listen to this. It sounds just like a dog. Ow, ow, ow!
This sounds just like an owl. And listen to this. This sound just sounds like a crow. See, I can do a couple things. And I can also count to 10 in 3 languages. And here it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit, neuf, dix. See? I can count to 10 in 3 languages. Jan, sok, jin, za, ja. Ro, cha, say, la. That was, and something like, what was that? I can't remember what that means. That means something like, it's something like African. No, it's not African. Something else than African. Let's see. Oh, never mind that. And here comes... let's see. Scarlet Ridden. As I begin to say goodnight, there I saw my child in prey. In for me some scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons. For her hair, for my hair. Through the night my heart was aching. Yes, before the dawn was breaking. I began and there lay there and gave breath to him. Thine lovely ribbons, scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons, for her hair. If I live to be 100, I will never know from where came those ribbons, lovely ribbons. Lovely ribbons for her hair. Oh, excuse me, I'm a little late. Just a sec, I'll be right back. And this is called The Prettiest Girl. The prettiest girl, the prettiest girl I ever saw. Sipping sire, through a straw. Prettiest girl I ever saw was sipping cider through a straw. Bum-bum-bum-bum. The prettiest girl I ever saw was sipping cider right through a straw, right through. The prettiest girl I ever saw was sipping cider through a straw. Bum, bum, bum. How'd you like that, Merida? Love, Woody. Like the end of an envelope. That end. Love, Woody.
Hello, Merida and Lucille. Woody's been wanting to tape for a long time, and so we got out the old tape machines now that we're finally settled in our house, and I found an old tape of mine. So we're making this tape for you.
Yeah.
We decided first we would tell you something about the house.
Uh-huh.
It's a one-bedroom house.
Uh-huh.
And it's furnished.
Uh-huh.
Had a great big bed in the bedroom. which they didn't allow us to take out any furniture, so we moved the big bed into the living room for me, and we made Woody's room into a little living room. So he has a fold-down couch and a desk and a dresser and his bookcases, and we're getting it all fixed up for him. Go ahead, Woody, just...
Can I tell about school, Dad?
Okay.
See, we have a school, you know, that's really weird, you know? And,
I think you better talk up, Woody, so you can be heard well.
Okay.
What's the name of the school?
Washington.
Right. What do you want to tell about the school?
About the stuff inside.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, wait. Like, Dictionopolis, it's something like a word, you know, you buy words at a word market. And there's a semantic salesman which you buy words from, and it's really fun, like, and at the end of the week, you bring your words in with a slip that's all filled out, and you say how you spell the words, what it means, and say it in a sentence.
It's pretty good for learning a lot of things, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about, you didn't tell about the adjectives and nouns, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do nouns and adjectives. It's really fun, huh?
What's a noun?
It's a thing that describes.
What's an adjective?
A thing that describes, and the other thing is, why is it?
one is a thing.
And one's a
person, place, or thing, and one is... Tales describe a person, place, or thing.
A person, place, or thing. Blue is described.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one?
You don't know a person, place, or thing.
No, I don't know which one that is. No. I don't know it.
Here's a person.
Yes.
Here's a place. 2138 McKinley.
Yeah.
That's what? Describing or a thing?
Yeah, that's where we
live.
That tells us where we live.
Right, so it's a place.
Yeah, 2138 McKinley, apartment D, huh?
Right. And so to get back to the house a bit, Woody has this kind of living room that we're sitting in now, and it's very sunny. And his room looks out in the backyard, and you can see a lot of roses out there, and what else have we got out there?
And tomato plants and stuff like that.
Tomato and lettuce and African daisies.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a secret fort right next door. And it's real fun to go down in.
But you're not allowed in it.
Aw, really?
And we got the living room with the big bed in it, and finally got the hi-fi going.
Yeah.
And, a little tiny kitchen and bathroom.
I like the bathroom a lot.
And
sneak into other people's houses.
And Woody's doing the dishes at night now after dinner.
And also I got everything in my room. 5 million games, a desk, a gigantic closet, a couch bed, chef, step chef, all kinds of things. Dresser with a mirror. What is that kind of bird called?
I don't know.
Oh.
A stuffed bird.
Yeah. And some moose horns and deer horns.
Woody was very disappointed because they don't allow cats or dogs here, and he wanted a cat very much. So
we might get a minor bird.
When he was away, I went down and got him old dried out fish and a stuffed bird.
But I'm going to get a cat, too, you know.
We have very nice neighbors. Did you tell about the neighbors on the other side of the cage?
No. I didn't. Okay, we have a neighbor that's a librarian.
At the university.
Yeah, at the university. And then, whenever someone wants to call, she calls them. We go in and answer the telephone.
Yes, I only give, just Bernie and Robin have her number to call, so we don't bother it too much, but she's really very, very nice.
Yeah.
And I tried he's making signals at me. What?
There's some people upstairs that just came. They came back from Mexico, and they told me all kind of, no, not all about it, but some things about it.
No, I didn't hear about that. I didn't know you talked to them.
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was going one way down the passage, and they were going the other way.
What passage?
The side of the house.
Oh. So anyways, although Woody doesn't have a dog or cat, there are many, cats come in the front door and dogs come in the back door.
And they go
out. It's really true, Woody. A white cat came in the front door. Vonda didn't see him. And he came in and looked around and went out. Vonda was sleeping. Now, Robin was over the other day. She's taking about 6 hours a week is all at school, mostly dance classes. So she's going to get a job. And she has a crazy story about a job. Some man wanted to work an entertainment magazine. And she was supposed to get the ads and be the hostess. And he was helping her to find an apartment and was going to buy her wardrobe and everything. I don't know how it's going to work out. She doesn't think it'll work out too well.
Hey, Deb, you know,
yeah.
I want to tell a weird story about you, okay?
About me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, one time she didn't stop quite at the,
Oh, that's an old story.
Well,
that's not so interesting. Let's tell about now, because she doesn't know anything about now. But you better sit up, because she can't hear you down there.
Hear that?
Yeah. So, anyway, that's the house, and then, in the yard, and, the neighborhood is very nice, a lot of friendly people, and Woody has a lot of new friends.
And we have cats coming in the front, dogs coming in the front door, too.
Yeah.
Usually nothing comes in the back door, they usually go out the back door.
Yeah. And,
But me.
The last couple of days, I suppose you have too, we've been glued to the television over the big riot at Hunter's Point. That's not too far, you know, from where I used to live. It's on the other side of the freeway. And, you know, on the way when you go to the airport. And, anyway, it was a terrible mess, but, KQED has been having panels with the youth on it, and, the newspapers and television have been handling it really quite well. But a lot of the leaders in the community, the Negro leaders in the community, were really very hurt by the whole thing, you know, and made all kinds of statements about their lives that they had dedicated to help to keep this kind of thing from happening were completely wasted now, and they were very really down at the mouth on the whole thing.
Hey, Deb, what?
Especially because everyone thought, well, if any place did have such a thing, they thought it would be in Oakland. What, Woody?
Can I tell about school?
Yeah, you want to tell about school? Well, I'll leave the mic to Woody and he can tell you about school, and then I'll come back when he's through with that part.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I do arithmetic, new math, I mean, and lots of other things like music and, what do I mean? Oh, yeah, I'm going to have music lessons on the drums. And, you love the school, see it. And we have a big, gigantic cafeteria. And we got a real big, gigantic yard, too. We have a nice teacher, and she just gives us a couple rules. Okay? With weird names. We read books, and it's called Boswell Bumble. There's some other things that are called weird names, like Dictionopolis. Let's see if there's any more. Just a second, I'll be right back. Hi again. I learned this.
Like the cat lives down the street a little way. And here's when it's mad. The end.
No, it's not the end. We'll be right back in just 1 second.
One.
Okay, we're back, you know? And we'll be back in 10 seconds.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Oh, hi. Stuffer. Next. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride my ride horse and sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a rocket Chevrolet. Jingle bells. Easter smells, Santa's on his way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a happy Christmas day. Jingle bells, Santa, jingle bells, Easter smells, Santa's on his way. Oh, what fun it is to ride one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, Easter smells, Santa's on his way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a wrecked-up Chevrolet. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
This time, I'm gonna see it the ordinary way.
Jingle bells, Santa's on his way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a active Chevrolet. Hey, jingle bells, just to sound, Santa's on his way. Oh, what fun on a active Chevrolet. Oh, I'm going to sing the first day of Christmas. The first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge and a phonograph. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge and a phonograph. On the third day of Christmas, true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, a partridge and a phonograph. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge and a phonograph. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge and a phonograph. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six ducks a-swimming, four gold rings, four horned birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, partridge and a phonograph. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-calling, six ducks a-swimming, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, partridge and a phonograph. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight drummers drumming, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-calling, six ducks a-swimming, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two
little doves in a cartridge in a phonograph. On the night that Christmas my true love gave to me, nine drummers drumming, eight maids milking, seven swans are calling, six ducks are swimming, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtles, and a cartridge in a phonograph.
How do you like that? Is it very good? The end.
If you listen very carefully, you might hear something a little wrong with that, you know? And here's a real nice joke. Here goes. Are we there yet, Mommy? Are we there yet, Mommy? Mommy, are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. Sit down and eat your meat. I don't like that meat. Then have a little bit of soup. I don't like that soup. Then have a little apple pie. I don't like apple pie.
You don't like the apple pie?
Ice cream. Yes, I want some ice cream. Wait. Splash. Waiter. How'd you like that? Was it very funny? Is it any good, huh? Is it any good? I always like to say that. Is it any good, Here's another song of mine. Okay, that's one song. Here's another one. Tina, Tina's waiting down by the water. Watch out. Tina's single. Hello, potato. Watch out. Tina's waiting down by the water. Watch out. The end. That song. Here's another one. She loves you, yeah. She loves you, yeah. If it looks like that, you know you should be glad. That's part of the Beatles song. Oh, sorry I'm late, but, and here's another Beatles song. It's been a hard day's night, and I should be working like a dog. Hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a lawyer. When I get home to you, I find the thing that you do. It make me feel alright, make me feel alright. When I'm home, the things that you do, it make me wrong. When I'm home, things that you do, it make me feel. In a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a lawyer. I've been a hard day's night, I should be working. So when I get home to you, I find the things that you do make me feel alright. Make me feel alright. When I'm home, everything's good. So when I'm home,
do
How'd you like the music? And here comes the drums. Ba-ba-ba-bum. No, that's not drums. And, let's see. What will I do?
Okay.